Man, Josh, I'm telling you, I'm glad we decided to just skip all of this show and just go fishing today, man.
Oh, I got one. I think it's a big one.
You got one?
Oh, I got one.
Reel it in. Reel it in.
Yeah, all right, I got it. Here it is. All right, whoa.
Oh, wait, no, Josh, that's not a fish. That's just a...
Shalikdo. Doc popular. Yo, wiki,
do you not want to bring it in? Because I can bring it in.
No, I can do it. I can do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Stay tuned next week for... Wait, oh, we're just getting started. My name's Dr. Popular. With me, as always, is Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, Doc?
You're weirded out by... I was mistaken because I thought we were starting at the ending today. I thought today was backwards day.
Well, it's not. I'm weirded out by that. Why would you even think that?
If it was backwards day and you said it wasn't, that would mean that it was backwards day.
Oh, man, this is recursive.
This is recursive. Josh, I am doing well. Are you ready to get started with this brand new episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast? There's a lot to talk about in the Yo-Yo world, I think.
Yeah, I think there is. We haven't done a proper episode in 2 weeks now, because last week's episode didn't work out. Did you know that?
I knew that. What happened last week, as I recall, was we recorded 40 minutes of a 45-minute show. I believe that's about right. When you realized that the new software you had stopped recording 5 minutes into the podcast. So we had to do the entire podcast again with all the spontaneity of the first episode. It was rough.
But then it turned out that I don't think it saved any of the recordings. All that got released last week was 2 minutes of me explaining why there was no podcast.
Neat.
But, yeah, it was good. It's something that... Oh, you should subscribe to the feed.
I was sick that day.
No, it's okay.
Well, I do this show, and then I don't know. I guess I assume that here's a real reason. I subscribe to RSS to like any website that I'm even moderately interested in. However, with podcasts, I don't, because my computer is so absolutely full that, you know, downloading an hour's worth of music or whatever kind of automatically doesn't work for me.
Sure.
Speaking
of podcasting, I just recently, last night in fact, listened to the second episode of the Drowned Pirate Radio podcast.
Really? That's the podcast that I do and I release on drownradio.com. Did you like it better than the first one or less? Or as much?
I can't qualify it like that. But I liked it a lot. I turned it on last night while Lindsay was in the car with me. That's my wife. And she enjoyed it.
Right on.
That's huge. She said, I don't think I should like this. But he does a really good job of mixing all of the music together to work with one another, and if there's a song that I don't like, I know that a moment later it'll be a completely different song. And just as she was saying that, it was transitioning from a hip-hop song to Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra, which is perfect for her. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it was really a good time.
Well, that's good to know that she likes Frank Sinatra. I'll play a. I've got a wide variety of music that I like, and I definitely like hip hop, but I love the Rat Pack and Louis Prima and lounge music and know, I'm glad that there's other people that they at least realize that the songs are fairly short. So if there is something they like, that it's not going to last long. My only complaint with the second one, the first podcast is full of remixes, and there's very little hip hop in it at all. But it still mm-hmm. feels kind of hip hoppy because of all the scratching and stuff. The second one is less remixes, but tons of really smooth transitions, especially like Sister Shoop singing the Countdown to Armageddon song, and then Yellow Lasers comes in on top of it. Yeah. So it was more about the transitions. So it's kind of cool, the difference between the two. But the second one, I think, has a few more down moments. The first one is all ups for me, but the second one actually does have some parts that when re-listening kind of seems, you know, a little long, but you know, they're only like a minute and another song comes on.
Yeah.
So my goal
I really
is to
enjoyed
get that,
hearing
that
the I really enjoyed hearing the Leonard Nimoy song though. That was I don't know if I've actually ever heard that before.
I've got tons more. He's got so many wacky he's got two wacky albums. One is called the Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy, and one side is all like folky. And the other side is all sci-fi, because he tried putting an album before that was very serious and nobody bought it, so he had to kind of keep the space stuff on there. And the folky side is where that Ballad of Bilbo Baggins comes from, which you might have
I've definitely seen that.
That's a killer video. All those girls in those bright sweaters and stuff.
Yeah.
So my goal is to get that Drone Radio Therapy dug. I think I'm going to put a post on yoyoing.com or something begging people, if they like the podcast, to dig it. But I don't know if that's appropriate to do on a Yo-Yo message board. I don't want to spam the board.
Yeah. It doesn't work for me very much, so, but...
What, spamming?
Go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead. Spamming doesn't work?
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead. What were you going to say? Let's continue the conversation. Yeah.
All I was saying was spamming doesn't work for you.
Not really. I mean, it doesn't generate too much conversation or anything like that. People usually ignore it.
Mm-hmm. If you try misspelling words and asking to be on someone's team, and you'll get a lot of fun.
Yes.
You know, screw all this like trying to put a nice post up. Like just be like, "Hey guys," and like misspell everything with like numbers and stuff. "Hey, will you dig my podcast? And I want to be on your team." And tons of comments. Although I don't know if that'll really help with the digging. I've noticed though your Schlechtocast videos, your subscriptions jumped up again. Any reason why?
I have no idea.
I thought so. I think you're sitting pretty well. Neither of us are like in the hundreds or anything, but it looked like
videos did jump up a few here. Whoa, quite a few.
Yeah.
Oh well. My goals of having absolutely unviewed podcast are not going well.
Hey, did you see the video I put up of the mathematicians in Vegas?
Yeah, no? I watched that whole video.
Yeah.
They were talking about the statistics of winning at Keno, right?
Yes. Three Stanford mathematicians and a community college dropout, that's me, hanging out in a buffet in Vegas as they factor the statistics of playing this game that's like bingo or something like that. And then they start picking up numbers and stuff. The thing is that one of those guys was, his name is Monzi, he's a nerdcore rapper. And then in the video later is MC++, who is Monzi's nemesis. So it's kind of interesting from a nerdcore point of view, but that's part one of the worst video blogs ever. There's many more planned. Okay. I haven't created like an RSS for that or anything now. I don't know if I will. I think I'll just put them up on YouTube.
All right. That could be fun too. Yeah, we're geeks. That's true. So onward and forward with the podcast, I suppose. Did you see the pictures that I put up on my blog?
The Those are really killer. Now those are on Flickr as well. They're all like macro photography of some of your high end yo-yos you have. Those ones. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you have a place you can tell people to find them? Or what? Well, I guess Schlichto.com.
Schlichto.com. Right? Yep. Schlichto.com. And then there's links on there to the higher resolution versions and everything like that, so you can get a nice 1024 by 768 one that you can put as a backdrop on your computer or something like that. But I think they're pretty good.
Pictures you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what camera were you using for that?
I was using my Canon PowerShot Pro 1, which is a controversial choice, if I do say so. It is not a digital SLR. It is basically a consumer point and shoot that Canon built very, very, very well. Mm-hmm. And they've since discontinued the model because too many professionals were using it instead of buying their $10,000 cameras.
So, looking at the pictures you posted on Extreme Spin, you've got a Duncan Metal Zero with the pink insides. You've got the Dirt. You've got an End number 2. Really good close-up. I mean, if anybody hasn't seen the insides of the End, in terms of the laser engraving, it's a really good close-up of that. And then quite a few like comparison shots. All these are really, really good shots. If anybody has a brand new yo-yo coming out, I'm sure you can send it to Josh, and he'll take a picture of it in exchange for keeping the yo-yo. Would that be a fair guess?
Yeah, I think we could probably work that out.
But these are gorgeous shots.
Yeah,
there is one though. If you look at the concave on the End, you can see a picture of Josh, and he's actually wearing a Supergirl outfit. You have to look really close. If you get the desktop, I'm sure it'd be much easier to see. But
get the high resolution version, and you'll probably be able to tell. But I'm surprised you could even notice that from the smaller picture there that you're looking at.
Well, I just saw your face, and I assumed that you were wearing a Supergirl outfit because you always wear the Supergirl outfit.
Speaking of the Dirt, I am actually holding a Dirt in my hands right now. And we've actually got the maker of the Dirt, that is Russ Andert, and he's going to be joining us in just a few minutes on the call here. How cool is that?
You know, I thought you were about to do the Name That Yo-Yo segment, and I thought you were doing it all wrong. So I've got a Dirt in my hand. Now you make the
Let's
sound.
Let's see if Doc can guess what I'm doing with it.
boingy boing. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, do you want to do the Name That Yo-Yo segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'll go first here.
Okay.
Now, for new listeners, can you explain to them what exactly the Name That Yo-Yo segment is, in case they can't figure it out from the name?
Yeah, absolutely. The Name That Yo-Yo segment is the hottest growing podcasting game show sensation to hit the nation ever. And basically what it is Doc will throw down a yo-yo from his living room in San Francisco, California, and through the magic of the internet, I will hear those sounds from my living room in Hugo, Minnesota, and I will tell him what sort of yo-yo that is that he's throwing. And then, when we're done with that, I will throw a yo-yo, and Doc will try and guess what it is. And when he doesn't guess what it is, I will have to give him a hint. And based on that hint,
all right. Did you just say when he doesn't guess, or if he doesn't guess?
When? Well, you know.
All right, well, I'll go first. Now, I want to propose a new rule starting next week. Any arrows being thrown should be stock, because it's kind of hard to tell if we're doing heavy modifications to use. It's hard to tell. I mean, it could be anything at that point. So, but this show you is fairly stock, but here we go. Oops. Now I'm going to stop the yo-yo. But you hear the sound of the material. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you think you can figure out? Do you need one more toss or anything?
Whew. No. Sounds like a pretty loose bearing. I'm thinking it's a smaller bearing. Now, let me think. And it's a plastic. I'm you know what? I think it's a Yomega Exodus.
Yomega Exodus. No, I'll tell you that you're fairly close. This yo-yo. how specific do I want to be with my clue here? Okay, I'll be pretty vague. This yo-yo was popularized by the Hawaiians in THP.
So I'm still sticking with the Omega with that, obviously. Fireball?
It is not a fireball. This is, in fact... Okay. Well, you know what? It was a fireball. This is a College for the Easily Amused that's been raiderized. It's pretty much a raider, but the original yo-yo was a fireball. But you know, doesn't have ball bearings and stuff like that. So that's why it's not stock. But yeah, this is the original College for the Easily Used, easily amused logo here with the Id West May crest.
Yeah.
Remember it was in Ig Latin?
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Who made that logo?
Lots of people.
Okay.
I believe Renee did that side. Renee from St. Louis.
Creme Brulee.
And on the other side, yeah, Creme Brulee. The other side was done by Yo-Yo Ninja Boy. The artist from Yo-Yo Ninja Boy.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good yo-yo. I've still got one of the fireballs laying around. I should have said Raider. The fireball isn't even a bearing yo-yo, so that was just a brain fart on my behalf. But here goes with my throw. Okay, you ready? There's a little clicky there. So what do you think?
Well, it's aluminum, but it sounds like a small bearing. I was going to say it was a dirt because you were playing with it earlier, but I'm going to say it's a metal freehand.
It is not a metal freehand.
And it's not a small bearing, is it?
It is a small bearing.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's my clue?
It's a small bearing. No, your clue can be...
it does limit it, actually.
Yeah, it does limit it significantly. But this yo-yo is very hot.
Oh. Okay. So it's not just a small bearing. It's a bizarrely sized Swiss small bearing coming from the H-Spin Corporation. That is a Pyro.
That is exactly right. Pyro. I don't know about your pronunciation there, but it is a pyro.
Pyro. No, it's short for pirouette. That's actually it's short for pirouette because
oh, really? Did you read that on Yo-Yo Wiki?
Are... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote it on Yo-Yo Wiki. Or I am right now.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to completely change the subject.
I was going to change the subject and use it to transition of speaking of pansies that make metal yo-yos. Maybe now is a good time to talk to dirt.
Okay.
What's your transition?
Well, yours is better. Fresh out of St. Louis, let's see if we can get St. Louis, I guess. Let's see if we can get Russ Andert on this call. Let's see. Add. Oh, come on. We got it last week.
Different. Oh, because you're on Skype. Yeah, Skype with us.
Conference.
Hello.
Russ. Hello, Mr. Andert.
Yes, sir.
This is Josh Popular and Doc Parker. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Doing super well. Super well. You know that stands for swell.
Super well, swell. All righty.
Well, actually, swell stands for super well.
Did not know that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing this evening, Russ Andert?
Fantastic.
Good. Glad to hear it.
We wanted to talk to you about your brand new yo-yo, the Dirt. Can you tell us what, just basically, first off, just tell us something about the yo-yo itself.
There's not a whole lot to tell about it. It's pretty much threw numbers at it. It was born one day at work while I was bored, and pretty much, just like I said, threw numbers at it. I started programming my CNC machine, and that's pretty much what popped out.
Okay, so when I got the Dirt from you in the mail, you had included a little note saying that this is not lathe. I guess that means that it's milled, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I run a machining center at work, and I don't have a chance to run the lathe very often, and when I do, I usually try to make a yo-yo, but I didn't have the opportunity, so I decided to try to crank one out on the mill and see how it turned out, and I thought it turned out okay, you know, for a mill. So.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Hello?
What do you mean by that? That it's okay for a mill?
I wasn't super happy with there's a little bit of vibration, you know, I mean, it's not pyro perfect, if that's what my goal would be, to make a perfect, like, perfectly vibration-free yo-yo would be, that's the industry standard as far as I'm concerned, is pyro. But
sure.
For making it on a mill, I think it turned out okay. I mean, you know, it's slightly out of round and so on, but it plays great, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely agree with you. I like the size and the weight of the yo-yo. Both the size and the weight, I think, are considerably lower than an average yo-yo these days. Was it your goal to make sort of a slightly undersized and underweight yo-yo?
Absolutely. That's what my goal was. That was really the only goal, was to make a lighter yo-yo, because my wrist hurts a lot throwing so much. And, undersized, lightweight, and like I said, I just started throwing numbers at it. I had a couple prototypes I cranked out, and they were ridiculous, wobbled, and they're just too heavy. So I started lightening it up, and that's what ended up with. And I like it okay.
Okay.
You were talking to me, I guess, in your email, Josh, real quick. You're talking about the thumb grind lift. It needs one of those. But this last one, I had a 4-degree lip in there. I figured it would be enough for a thumb, and I guess you didn't agree, huh?
Well, it works, but a greater lip. I am just now noticing that there is a lip there.
Very slight, yeah.
Yeah, it is very slight, and it does work for it. But I'm used to, you know, going back to the pyro here, which is nothing but lip.
Yeah,
nothing but lip, baby.
That's just—it's too easy. You got to make it a little bit of a challenge, you know, to put a thumb grind on there.
Yeah, you're probably right, but and I also was saying too that this bearing seems to spin incredibly well. Where did you pick up the bearings?
I got them wholesale from VXB Bearing Supply, and it's a $2 bearing, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And, it's all
you don't need a $30 concave bearing.
No way.
You just don't.
I always laugh I always laugh at people that have trouble with their bearings, and it's just you have to clean them really well and put a little oil in there, and they're great.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And it came stock with two Kentaro pads. Is that what works best for you?
No, that's pretty much what I had laying around at the time.
Okay.
I usually like to use silicone pads. They seem to work best for me. And actually, I just got some of the new cut Diffio pads from Infinite Illusions, and they fit perfectly, and they get really tight binds, so I may switch to those, too. So I haven't decided
okay.
yet.
All right. Have you considered... Oh, go ahead, Doc.
Well, I was just going to ask Russ. He seems to be talking about the in terms of generations, like this one doesn't and whatever. But like, is the dirt that's going to be available? Is it going to be one thing, or is it going to be a constantly evolving thing, with like without any numbers at the end to kind of tell the difference?
I'm not so sure that it's going to be very available at all. Actually, we have 10. That are going to be available at the Missouri State Yo-Yo Contest at the City Museum. That's pretty much going to be it. There's not. I don't have a chance to make a whole lot of these. There was three different generations of them. I had three different runs, if you were, you know, so to speak. I'm kind of making them under the radar, you know, under the boss's nose. So it's really,
oh, that's awesome.
Really hard to crank them out, you know, in any like numbers. While you have the boss looking over your shoulder, so it's interesting.
Have you thought about trying to get a machine shop like overseas or something like that to produce them on a larger scale?
Yeah,
or is that idea repugnant? Okay.
I would rather make them myself. That's what's fun to me. You know, I really love just getting in there and just making them. You know, it's a labor of love, you know. I would rather make it myself, but I am considering trying to find someone else to make them for me. But it's,
all right.
It's, nothing's nailed down yet. It's nothing.
Yeah. You mentioned that these will be available at the Missouri State Contest, which I'll actually be at the City Museum.
Yeah.
But that's in April. That's quite a ways away. You don't think you'll make some more before then?
Maybe. It's really, I don't know. It's whenever I get a like free time to make them, I'll try to crank out as many as I can. But lately at my work, it's been pretty ridiculous. We're busy and it's just, there's not very much of an opportunity anymore. So it may happen. It may not, but as of right now, I don't foresee any more available.
Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Missouri States while we've got you here? Doc said that it was in April, but I don't think that's the case. Right?
I thought that it was in going to be in July. Chris Myers is the guy that's setting it all up, and he's a friend of mine. We go down and yo-yo at the City Museum every Saturday, you know, try to teach the kids tricks and so on, and just kind of hang out, and pretty much it's going to be great, I think. My first contest that I just went to was Indy States, and I had a blast. And
were you at Indy States?
I was at Indy States.
I'm sorry, I totally missed you. did we meet?
I don't think so. I don't
okay.
know. Like I said, it was my first contest. It was all new to me, so...
All right.
The guy that was up there that won last place in the the sport ladder.
Yeah. Last place.
All right.
Yes, baby. Last place. Well, fourth, if you want to get technical.
You're right, Josh. It's July 14th at the City Museum.
That's Bastille Day for those who are keeping track.
Well, they don't celebrate Bastille Day in St. Louis.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. We keep stepping on each other today. What's the deal with that, Doc?
I think it's your new service. The staggered time is really big between us today. But Pat Quintero is coming. yes. as well as some of his players. There's also going to be some extreme swim players. Rick Wyatt's going to come, but I also talked to Chris Neff a couple weeks ago, and Neff says he's going to make it down there. So this will be the first official return of Chris Neff in a long time. And now that he's an architect now, he's got tons of money, and I'm sure he's going to buy all 10 of those yo-yos. I won't even have a chance at one yet.
Cool. That is a contest that is not to be missed. I'm going to be there almost for sure. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'll be there. It's probably the best place to have a yo-yo contest, the City Museum. It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's an amazing museum. Yeah, it's really the coolest place in St. Louis.
So you say you guys meet there every week?
Yes, every week. Every week around 12 to 4, and we just hang out and yo-yo.
That's cool. Do you attend the College for the Easily Amused there in St. Louis at all?
Yes, I'm part of that too. Ian runs that, and he does a good job.
Awesome. Franchise.
Yeah, I sort of get the vibe from Chris though that he's sort of given up on the college there. It's almost like the two clubs are competing. There's Moyo, which is Missouri Yo-Yo, and there's the college. And I don't think, for instance, Chris has been to a single college meeting. But I don't even know if there's been a college meeting in the last couple months.
Actually, we just had a meeting. I couldn't make it though. I got the info late, but just I think 2 weeks ago there was a meeting. And as far as them competing, I don't see that as the case either. Chris was at a College for the Easily Amused meeting probably 8 months ago, and that was the only one I ever saw him at. But it's kind of hard because the two conflict in the times. They both happen on a Saturday, and they're both at about the same time. So it's hard to pick which one you want to go to.
But it's cool that you guys have a regular thing on Saturdays. How many kids do you have in attendance right now?
It varies. The most we've had is, I think, 7. Mm-hmm. Yo-yoing is not super huge in St. Louis right now. We're trying to work on that. So
it wasn't huge when I had a yo-yo store either. So I don't think much has changed.
Well, you've got two clubs that you're running, and kids coming to each of the clubs, so it can't be doing that bad. Probably better than the Twin Cities.
It's yeah. Fun. I love it.
But Russ, are you part of Moyo, the company? Is that like your company or you and Chris's company?
That's actually Chris's company, and what I'm going to do is I'm donating these yo-yos to Chris so he can raise funds for the contest. So I'm not actually, I don't like to sell my yo-yos. I like to give them away. It rubs me the wrong way for me to take money for a yo-yo. Hopefully that's my contribution to Moyo to help him fund this contest, and get some money together for to fly the judges in and so on and so forth.
And you've donated yo-yos not just to Chris, but you've also donated them to Yo-Yo Wiki. Like Josh mentioned, he's playing with one right now that's meant to go to the winner of the Wiki contest for, I believe, best new article, best new page.
Right on.
For one of those categories, but actually he sent me two, one for the contest and one for me. So.
Oh man, that's so cool.
Yeah. It is pretty cool. I'm sorry?
Stepping on each other again. Sorry.
Josh, you go.
No, I...
Come on.
Go ahead, Russ.
I was just going to say, you guys should... I should send you... I don't know if I should tell you this, but I should send you one of the fat lips that I made. That's actually a lathed yo-yo. And it's quite different than the dirt. And there's probably 10 of those in existence, and there will only be 10 ever made. So they're pretty nice from everybody.
Well, if you wanted to send me one, I would definitely take it.
I bet you would.
We'll see. Well, I think that just about does it. Did you have anything else that you, you wanted to talk about, Russ?
No, I know. That's it.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and let you go. And then me and Doc will just wrap up here. And this will, of course, be on Yo-Yo Radio tomorrow night at 8:30. And then it'll be out on the podcast feed on Thursday.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on. This was a good time.
All right.
Well, we'll talk to you again later, I hope.
Right on.
All right, bye. All right. Yeah, still with
me? I noticed that Russ's his like nickname on Skype was My Wrist Hurts, which is probably why he's using Skype. I like that. I'm not going to use AIM. I'll just talk to people. All right, you want me to wrap?
All right, before we go, let's talk about the Yo-Yo Wiki, which is why we're here. And I wanted to point out one specific page here, which is the page for the Beer Factory Love Dog. Have you seen that page?
I love it. Yeah, I just saw that page. Is it a brand new page, like today?
Within the past few days, yeah. Beer Factory, I guess, is a yo-yo manufacturer in China, owned by Roland Yu. And they've made a couple yo-yos, I guess, now. Or maybe just the one. Maybe just the Love Dog. And it's a good-looking yo-yo. Recessed silicone response. I actually think it looks quite a bit like a peak, to tell you the truth. But looks like a solid yo-yo. The page.
One thing, if you look at.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you look at the pictures on the page, which is on yoyowiki.org, you'll actually see that the inside is misshapen, or it's not. There's pretty big differences between the two halves. For instance, the one picture where it's screwed together and you can see the sides, you can kind of see the difference in the flat area near the bearing. One was machined further in than the other, making it wider. You can also see that difference a little bit on the second picture, the taken apart view, where side by side you can kind of see the difference. So I don't know if that's just a prototype or if that's going to be kind of a manufactured thing. But it looks like a cool video. It looks like a real... Yeah, and also, like, okay, so once you see that there, and then you go back to the first picture of it all put together on the sides, the shapes of the two halves, and it's always hard to tell, you know, it's just really hard to get perfect, but the shapes of the two halves look different, too. The half on the left actually looks like it was originally bigger. Just the way that the curves are and stuff, one seems to curve in faster... One seems to be flatter on the side, like the left side seems to be flatter around the rim.
The last picture where it compares to the Hitman, I think it's really noticeable.
The differences?
Yeah.
But the Yo-Yo itself, I don't know how much it's going to be. Very, very noticeable. You know, this might, like I said, this might just be the prototype that they put pictures up of, assuming that nobody would really be as anal as I am. it looks cool. I'm glad that other companies are doing, you know, the flowable silicone. I think that's just the best little system.
I agree.
You know, for the AOs. The only problem with flowable silicone, of course, is if an everyday, you know, kind of newbie or medium user is playing with it, when it finally wears down, you know, replacing the silicone can be a little intimidating.
Sure.
I would love it. I would look forward to the day that everybody can replace silicone like really easy. Because in all actuality, it's easier to get a tube of, you know, flowable silicone from the store than it is to get like friction pads.
True.
But you know, I think the play is so good from those.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on the page itself. It's a well-written page, has a short blurb about the yo-yo. It's got the info box listing the stats about the yo-yo. It's 64 grams, 52 millimeters in diameter, and 42 millimeters wide. Then a series of pictures of the yo-yo. This is a a great example of a new page. There's only a week left of the YoYoWiki contest for creating new pages, editing existing pages, and just editing as far as the contest is concerned. January 31st is the last day for the contest. Of course, the wiki's still going to be open and for editing and everything, and we'll encourage you to edit even after the contest is over. But there's still time, and you could be the winner of a Dirt or a Peak by Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works, or even this insane yo-yo that I got from Takeshi. I didn't even tell you about this yet, did I, Doc?
No, I don't think I've heard about that yet. That's a Takeshi yo-yo.
This is a Takeshi modified yo-yo. It's got Dunkin' Guts. It's an Avenger hub that's been modified to have recessed silicone, flowable silicone. And then it's a Hitman plastic on the hub, and then Hitman rings. And it's amazing.
Now, is Takeshi himself, is he editing?
I don't think I've ever seen Takeshi do an edit.
But he's totally part of the service by contributing a yo-yo. That cool. It sounds like
yeah,
a really
absolutely.
Yo-yo.
Yep. And not only will the winner get the yo-yo, but Takeshi also included a couple DVDs, including Jackie Chan's New Fists of Fury and Jackie Chan To Kill with Intrigue. So those could be yours as well.
Wow, that's so cool. What does the winner of the best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast get? Because that's what I'm really hoping that we get.
the winner of the best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, and we've yet to announce this. But the winner of the best Yo-Yo Wiki contest will get to continue making Yo-Yo Wiki podcasts every week until we can't do it no more.
Cool, huh? So all the losers will be kicked off.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal, but that's how we are here. Brutal.
Well, I heard that Joe was thinking about starting the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, so I'm sure he'll think twice now that yeah.
Did you listen to Chris Neff on Yo-Yo Radio?
Man, here's the thing. Yo-Yo Radio for the last 3 weeks has had some really killer people. They had the Tom Van Den Nelson, they had that old guy from Canada, and they had Chris Neff. And no, I haven't heard a single one of them. I really want to, but I don't know if I can download single episodes.
You can. You can do that. I didn't get to hear it either, and I'm so bummed. But yeah, it's some great interviewees, at least for the past few weeks. And you know what I think it is? I think Joe Mitchell is intimidated by us. We're showing him up at his own game. And so he felt that he needed to, crank it up a notch.
Well, I guess we'll have to crank it up a notch and interview like Donald Duncan Sr. I know some people that can help us get some communication. I don't know if
maybe Pedro Flores
Afterlife program. Yeah, Pedro Flores. Next week, actually, Pedro Flores. But we will be interviewing him in Tagalog. So, for those of you who don't speak Tagalog, you don't want to listen. But just trust us that it's...
How is that pronounced?
Call some Filipino man. Tagalog?
Tagalog? I always just said Tagalog. Yeah. Okay.
Tagalog? I mean, it could be. It could be.
Yeah. For all we know, right? It's all colloquial.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on, if you're in North or South Philippines. They pronounce it differently.
All right.
In the North, it's Tagalog. And in the South, it's Tagalog. Gulick.
All right. Well, I think that's enough nonsense for this week. What do you think?
You know, it's a shame about the lag problems we had this week. It seemed a little different sounding than usual, but hopefully it won't sound as bad as I thought it might have. I think it's time for us to stop and regather our thoughts and get ready for that big interview with Don Duncan next week.
That's right.
Or we can interview the guy that invented the wheel.
Ooh, that'll be a good
one. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think with the fantastic addition of Russ Andert to the podcast, I think this was a fantastic episode.
Fantastic.
And this was episode 10. Can you believe it, Doc? 10.
10 of 10, like the dirt. This is limited edition.
You got anything else to say?
That's all 10. Okay, two more things. JetSetShow.com, which is JetSetShow.com, has a killer interview with a nerdcore artist by the name of Drown Radio. And speaking of Drown Radio, Drown Radio has announced his plans to tour with Router, MC Router, and Beefy on a one-week West Coast tour doing nerdcore hip-hop. So if you're on the West Coast, contact drownradio.com to find out how you can catch some of the nerdiness.
All right, that's a good site. I've seen it.
Yes. Thank you, Josh. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Dirt. Thanks to Russ and Dirt. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.